September 11th. Until you start to put what you are learning into practice, you do not know whether or not it works for you. It may work for others, but what about you? Remember, you cannot bask in someone else's deep inner spiritual experiences. It helps to read about them, to learn about them, and even to hear and talk about them. But it is up to you to live them and practice them in your own life if you desire to live by the Spirit, to live by faith. Every soul is absolutely free to make its own choice. What have you chosen to do? Just sit back and spend the rest of your life listening to other people's experiences? Or are you going to start right here and now, living a life fully dedicated to me, putting into practice all those wonderful lessons you have been learning and seeing how they do work? September 12th. Many souls find it very difficult to accept their loving relationship with all human beings. This separation is the cause of all the trouble in the world, the cause of all strife and wars. The place to start putting things right is in yourself and your own personal relationships with all those souls with whom you come into contact. Cease pointing your finger and being critical of those souls with whom you cannot get along in the world. Put your own house in order. You have more than enough to cope with yourself without tearing your fellow human beings to pieces and pointing out all their faults and failings and where they have gone wrong. When you are willing to face yourself and put things right within, then you will be able to help your fellow human beings simply by your example, not by criticism, intolerance, and many words. Love your fellow human beings as I love you. Help them. Bless them. Encourage them. And see the very best in them. September 13th. Know with an inner certainty that I never give you more to carry than you are capable of, and that you never have to carry it alone, for I am with you always. Therefore, let us do everything together. When you are truly aware of this support, you will never again feel overburdened by the weight of your responsibilities, no matter how great they may be. I need those souls who are willing to shoulder responsibilities and do not shy away from them. For I have to work in and through dedicated souls who are willing to forget the self completely in service to me and to their fellow human beings. Are you willing to do it? This life calls for complete dedication and constancy. Are you consistent in your work for me? Do you dedicate each day to my service? Are you obedient to my slightest whisper? Surely by now you realize that all things work together for good only when you truly love me and put me first in everything. September 14th. Let there be balance in everything. Work hard, but also learn to play hard. And do what you love doing, whatever it may be. It matters not whether your pleasures are simple or extravagant, as long as you find a real joy in them. When you are doing something you enjoy, it matters not how strenuous it may be. You will not feel exhausted, but exhilarated and uplifted. Work should never be a drudgery, and it never will be when your attitude towards it is right and you enjoy what you're doing. When you have balance in your life, you will find a wholeness in life, and you will not have an overdose of either work or play. One is as bad as the other. Never compare your pleasures with anyone else's. What you enjoy doing may not appeal to anyone else. Do what you enjoy doing, and let others follow what appeals to them. Live and let live. September 15th. Always remember, when you long for something badly enough, you can bring it about. When you long for oneness, for wholeness, it can be yours if you go all out to bring it about. Your love and longing to be at one with me will follow as day follows night, and nothing can stop it. It is something that takes place deep within every soul, and once that seed of longing has been planted, it will grow and grow. What is your deepest longing? Do you want to give all to me? Are you willing to give up all those little self-indulgences and desires which can cause separation? It is up to you to make your own decision and know your heart's desire. Do not expect anyone else to tell you what it is. It is something you must do yourself, without any outer help. I am here to help you. Seek my help at all times. September 16th. Life is full and overflowing with the new, but it is necessary to empty out the old to make room for the new to enter. The emptying out process can be very painful. For when you have been emptied of the old, you may experience that feeling of having nothing to hold on to, and of being alone and bereft of everything. You may feel that life is completely dead and empty, with no meaning to it, and you want to throw up your hands in despair. Realize that if you were going through such a time, it is this process of being emptied of the old so that you can be refilled with the new. Never give up hope, but hold on until you are completely empty and drained of everything. Then you can start again in newness of spirit and in truth. You can become as a little child and enjoy to the full the wonderment of this new life as you gradually become infilled by it. September 17th. I am love. To know me, you must have love in your heart. For without love, you cannot know me. Keep the love flowing freely and learn to love what you are doing. Love your environment and love all those souls around you. Love and never count the cost. Never seek for reward. You can never give too much love. So do not be afraid and try to withdraw the love flow, even when you are rebuffed. When this happens, it is easy to close up your heart and withdraw for fear of being hurt. Do not do it. It will only make you hard and brittle. And in that state, you will never be able to help another soul. For no one is drawn to someone with a hard, unloving heart. Use wisdom and understanding in conjunction with love. And in this way, you will keep the perfect balance. The primary lesson of life is to learn to love. Waste no time and learn that lesson quickly. September 18th. Is your life running smoothly? Are you content with what you're doing? Do you feel at peace with the world? Or is your life full of ups and downs? Are you dissatisfied with the way you are living or with the work you are doing? Do you find it difficult to harmonize with those souls around you? Do you blame your discontent and dissatisfaction on those people with whom you are in contact and on your circumstances and situation? Do you feel that if you were somewhere else, all would be well and you would be at peace? When you are at perfect peace deep within, it does not matter where you are or whom you are with or what very ordinary mundane job you are doing. Nothing will be able to disturb you or throw you off balance because you are perfectly balanced and in harmony within. Instead of fighting against your circumstances, learn to flow with them and so find that inner peace and understanding deep within. September 19th. I am the source of all life. When you get into rhythm with me, everything flows smoothly. Many souls wonder why life is full of ups and downs, or why many things go wrong, and immediately they are ready to blame everything and everybody but themselves. When you take time to find out why you are out of harmony with life, you will very often find that you are not putting first things first, and that you are failing to take time to go into the silence and find out in the peace and stillness what I require of you. It takes time. It takes patience. It takes faith and belief. It means you have to learn to be still. I want you to learn to work out the answers to your problems alone with me. I long for you to rely on me entirely for everything, to realize that your strength, your wisdom, your understanding all come from me. September 20th. When you feel you have reached the end and you cannot go one step further, or when life seems to be drained of all purpose, what a wonderful opportunity to start all over again. It is something all souls can do if they want to, and if they can accept in true humility that they only make a mess of their lives when they try to handle them on their own. They can do it if they are willing to hand their lives over to me and let me run them. Give constant thanks for this new day and for a new way, for a new opportunity to start again. Realize that I have need of you. And when you are in a negative state, you shut yourself off from me. Call upon me and I will answer you. I will be with you in trouble. I will uplift you and set your feet upon the right path, and will guide your every step. I am with you always. September 21st. My plan for you is perfect and will fall into place at exactly the right time. Never try to hurry anything along, but watch everything unfold and develop. If life appears to be going very slowly, be not impatient. Learn to wait upon me in absolute faith and confidence, and know that at the right time, all things will come about, as there is indeed a right time and a right season for everything. Remember, you cannot change the seasons of the year. You cannot change the movements of the heavens or the tides. The universe is in my hands, and no one can harm it. Go forward in complete faith and confidence, allowing my wonders and glories to unfold. Be afraid of nothing, but be strong and of good courage. When you are at perfect peace within, you will be able to withstand the stresses and strains without. Therefore, let my peace and love infill and enfold you, and be at perfect peace as you do my will. September 22nd. Waste no time in idle thoughts and chatter. Use every moment of time in loving, positive, constructive thoughts and words. Realize that the thoughts you project can help or mar. Therefore, be master of your thoughts and words and not a slave to them. Why not enjoy life to the full? You can only do that when you are giving of your very best in time, words, and deeds. Open your eyes and open your heart and see and feel the very best in everything and everyone around you. If you have difficulty in finding the very best, simply keep on looking for it until you have found it. It is there, waiting for you. There are many wonderful things in the world. Why not take time to concentrate on them and fill your life with them, so that the unpleasant, unhappy, and discordant ones can find no place in your life? Life is what you make it. What are you making of yours? September 23rd. You cannot play a game of tennis just by standing there with a racket and ball in your hand. You have to raise the racket and hit the ball over the net. You have to take action. So, with faith, you have to do something to prove to yourself that it does work when you live by it. The more you try it and realize that it works, the more confident you become, until you are willing to take any step in faith without hesitation, because you know we are taking it together, and anything is possible when you are willing to do so. You have to have faith in your ability to swim before you jump into deep water with complete confidence. Otherwise, you will drown. You have to have faith in the ability to live by faith before you can do it. Faith begets faith. How can you tell whether you can trust me unless you try it and see if it is so? September 24th. These are crucial times, and each soul is needed in its rightful place. It is like a vast jigsaw puzzle being put together. There is a right place for every tiny piece. Are you in your rightful place? Only you will know. Do you feel you blend in perfectly with the whole, and that you do not create any jarring or discordant note? Peace, harmony and tranquility must be within you to stabilize you and bring you into alignment with what is about to take place. Therefore, it is necessary to be still and find that peace within, so that nothing and no one can disturb it. Be like an anchor, strong and steady, so that no storm without can affect you or shift you from your rightful place. Hold fast and know that all is very, very well, and that all is proceeding according to my perfect plan. Let not your heart be troubled, but put your whole trust, faith and security in me. September 25th. As you learn to give, so will you receive. Open your heart and give all you can of the gifts which have been given you. Give of your love, your wisdom, your understanding. Give of the intangible as well as the tangible. In fact, give and give and go on giving without any thought of the self, without any thought of the cost or what you will get out of it. Your giving must be wholehearted and joyous. Then you will find the very act of giving will bring with it joy and happiness untold. Every soul has something to give, so find out what you have to give and then give it. Never forget that there are many levels on which you can give. Do not just give what is easy to give, but give where it hurts and grow and expand as you do so, for only the best can come out of your giving. September 26th. Relax and know that there is time for everything. Everyone has an equal amount of time, but it is how you use it that matters. Do you use it to the full and enjoy every moment of it? Or do you dissipate time by failing to put first things first? Cease being a slave to time. Why not make it your servant instead? Then it will never rule you, but you will rule it. Accept that you can only do one thing at a time. Do it perfectly, and then move on to the next. Never try to look too far ahead. You can only live one moment at a time. If you try and plan too far ahead, you may be very disappointed when things do not work out as you had planned. Many changes can take place, and in your planning, you cannot account for them. It is best to live fully in the moment and let the future take care of itself. September 27th. Never waste time and energy wishing you were somewhere else, doing something else. Accept your situation and realize you are where you are. doing what you're doing for a very specific reason. Realize that nothing is by chance, that you have certain lessons to learn, and that the situation you are in has been given to you to enable you to learn those lessons as quickly as possible, so that you can move onward and upward along this spiritual path. Surely you do not want to get stuck in a rut, no matter how safe and secure that rut may appear to be. Think how dull and uninteresting life would be if a rut were your choice. Life is full of excitement and expectancy when you are willing to move ahead fearlessly into the unknown and take the next step in absolute faith and confidence with me as your guide and companion. Fear not, I am with you always. September 28th. Always remember that you can do something about the state of the world by a complete change of heart, mind and spirit. It is when you realize it, shoulder your responsibilities and do something about it that changes will come about, in small ways to begin with, and then spreading out until all is included. Consider how wonderful it is, how encouraging, to know that you can do something to rectify the state of the world by changing within. And so reflect those changes without. Blessed are they who are willing and open and see the need for change and do something about it. For they are like the yeast in the lump of dough that enables the bread to rise. Without change, all would remain static, become stagnant and die. So change and expand in real joy and thanksgiving, and be grateful that you can do it, and get into action now. September 29th. Many times you have heard the words, life is what you make it, but what have you done about it? Do you not realize that you control your life, your happiness, your success, your joys and your sorrows? Life can be wonderful, thrilling and glorious, but it is up to you to make it so by expecting the very best. Live one day at a time and live it to the full. Never waste time worrying about tomorrow and what it may bring, or allow yourself to become depressed because you feel you cannot cope with whatever that may be. Always look on the bright side of life and concentrate on it in the ever-present now. Because yesterday did not go smoothly, does not mean that today will be the same. Leave yesterday behind. Learn from it. But do not allow it to spoil today. Today lies in front of you, untouched and unblemished. What are you going to do with it? September 30th. It is important in life to have a goal and to keep moving towards it. See a real purpose and plan in your life, though you may not always be able to see the goal clearly. For when you go down into a valley or the way is twisty, you cannot always see around the next corner. You will find that every now and again, you will be given an uplifting spiritual experience which will carry you through the rough places and will enable you to keep on no matter what you are faced with. Aim high. The higher the better. Then you will have to keep moving, growing and expanding to get there. You can never sit back and be self-satisfied. You can never remain static. You are always reaching for that next rung on the ladder of life. And you know that every rung takes you nearer the goal, no matter how far away it may be. So keep on, and never give up. October. I was shown autumn leaves falling from a tree, and then a tree stripped of every leaf. I heard the words, "Be not concerned. The life force is within, and from that life force the new shall spring forth. Know that the old must die so that the new can be born." October 1st. Learn to be a real optimist and expect the very best in everything you undertake. Know that you can and will do it perfectly, and that there will be nothing slapdash in your work or in your life. Simply do it unto me and to my glory, and you are bound to do everything with love, and therefore in true perfection. This principle also applies to the way you look and the way you behave. When you are doing everything for me, and when your greatest desire is to do my will because of your love for me, you will always want to do everything well. You will always want to look your best and give of your best, and you will never be satisfied with anything less. It is necessary every now and again to take time and see where you need to change, and then be willing to do so. Learn to change, and change quickly, and know that every change is indeed for the very best. October 2nd. Every soul has something to share. There are gifts and possessions on many different levels. You may not have material gifts, but you may be sure you have other gifts, whatever they are. Hold them not to the self, but be willing to bring them out into the open. Uncover them, and then use them as they should be used. Never for the glorification of the self, but always to my honour and glory. Possess nothing, but use and enjoy all you have to the full. What have you to give? Take time to find out, if you do not know. Give wholeheartedly, and give with joy, and be grateful that you have something to give, whatever it may be. When you have chosen to live this way of life, completely dedicated to me and to my work, you can no longer cling onto anything. Realize that all you have is mine, and therefore it is there to be shared with the whole. October 3rd. You hold a great responsibility in your hands, for I pour down upon you all my good and perfect gifts. Your feet have been set on the path leading to the new age, and all the time you are moving further and further into it and becoming part of it. You can no longer make excuses for yourself when you fail to do what you should be doing, by saying you did not know or did not realize, for you are responsible for your every action. You know how to control your thoughts and your actions, therefore do so. Never try to hide behind ignorance, but know that within you, you contain all knowledge, all wisdom, all understanding. And it is simply a question of drawing from that limitless supply at all times. Give eternal thanks that you do know the truth, and that it is the truth that enables you to do what is required of you. Be at perfect peace. October 4th. How can you expect to live a deep spiritual life unless you are willing to make an effort to do something about it? You cannot live on other souls' experiences, glories and triumphs, on other souls' oneness with me. It is something you have to seek and find for yourself. Start right now, doing your own thinking and standing on your own feet, and cease leaning on anyone else. When a person has been on crutches for some time, unless they are willing to throw aside those crutches and make the effort to walk without them, they will go through life depending on them and lose the use of their legs altogether. That is why it is vitally important for you to stand on your own feet spiritually and receive your inspiration from within and not from without. Each one will receive it in a different way. There is no set pattern. Find out your way and start living it now. October 5th. What are you doing with your life? Are you content to drift through life, doing what you want to, living the way you want to live, without a thought for anyone else? You are free to do it. Many, many souls live this way, and then wonder why they are unhappy and discontented. It is only when you learn to forget the self and live for others that you will find real peace of heart and true contentment. I am here to show you the way, but you have to take it. No one else can take it for you. No one else can live your life for you. Learn to give and not just take all the time. Why not give on one level and receive on another? Life is a two-way thing, a constant giving and receiving. You cannot live unto yourself and find real happiness and satisfaction in life. Live for the whole, and give to the whole, and be whole. October 6th. You can make this day whatever you want it to be. The very moment you wake up in the morning, you can decide what sort of day it is going to be for you. It can be the most wonderful and inspiring day imaginable, but it is up to you. You are free to make the choice. So why not start by giving thanks to open your heart? The more thankful you are, the more open you are to all the wonderful happenings this day can bring. Love, praise, and gratitude fling open wide the portals and allow the light to stream in and reveal all the very best in life. Be determined to be ultra positive today, to expect the very best and draw it to you. Have absolute faith and confidence that you can and will do it. Simply know that with me, all things are possible, and that you are doing everything with me. October 7th. Do you long to do my will, or are you still afraid that the cost may be too great? Remember, I do ask for everything, Therefore, there can be no holding back anything. It is only when all is given, and given freely and with love, that all shall be returned to you. Does the sacrifice seem too great to you? When something is given in love, there is no question of its being a sacrifice, but rather a real delight, joy, and pleasure. Why hesitate? When all is given freely and you possess nothing, then everything is yours. You have nothing to lose and everything to gain, and the whole world is at your feet. You know that all you have comes from me, the source of all, and that all is there to be drawn on as the need arises. Therefore, you can draw from my storehouse of abundant riches, which are limitless, and are here for all those souls who love me and put me first in everything. October 8th. Let your eye be single and see yourself whole, perfect and made in my image and likeness. Never belittle yourself or think the worst of yourself. Raise your thinking and be very positive about yourself. If you have made mistakes, learn to forgive yourself, and then move forward and upward. I have no need for you to scourge yourself and to go about full of self-concern and self-pity. Do you not realize that when you do so, you shut yourself off from me and I cannot use you? Keep open. Learn from your mistakes. Forget the self completely in love and service to your fellow human beings. As soon as you start thinking of others, the self is forgotten. Service is a great healer, a great renewer of balance and stability. So find out what your very best is, what you are good at, and when you know what it is, then go ahead and give it with your whole heart. Keep moving forward, never backward. October 9th. Every soul longs for the very best in life. The very best is there, waiting for you when you are ready to accept it. But you must be willing to accept it wholeheartedly, with real joy, and without any feeling of being unworthy or not being ready for it. If that is your attitude, you block that which is your true heritage, and it cannot flow to you. Therefore see that there is nothing in you which is holding it up. I am holding out life, life more abundant. I am holding out beauty, harmony, peace, love. The ways of the Spirit are yours. Walk in those ways. Live in perfect harmony with my laws and watch everything fall into place in true perfection. Let there be no stress or strain in you. Simply accept that which is yours with a full and grateful heart, and never forget to express your love and appreciation for all that is being poured down upon you. October 10th. What is deep within you is reflected without. When there is order, harmony, beauty and peace within, it will be reflected in everything you do, say, and think. Whereas if there is confusion, disorder, and disharmony within, it cannot be hidden, but will be reflected in your whole life and living. When change comes, it has to start from within and work out. Then it will be lasting, and nothing will be able to throw it off balance. Do not sit back and expect your life to change, but get into action and do something about it. You can start right now by working on your own inner state. You do not have to wait for anyone else to change. You can do your own changing without any further delay. Give constant thanks that you are able to do something about it without any hold-ups. If there are any hold-ups, they are within yourself. Therefore, you are the one who can do something about them. October 11th. The fruit of the Spirit is joy. So let there be more joy in your life, and more fun and laughter. It is so important that there is balance and moderation in all things, so that life can be enjoyed to the full. You may enjoy the work you are doing and feel that you do not need a change. Every now and again, you need to break away and do something entirely different to change the rhythm of your life. You will find when you do, you will be able to go back to the work which has to be done, completely refreshed, and you will be able to do it with new zest and enjoyment. Life should never be a burden. You are not here to be bowed down by the weight of the world. You are here to make the very most of life and enjoy every moment of it, because you are living a balanced life and there is constant giving and receiving. October 12th. Can you truly love when you are beset by tests and trials and you feel everything and everyone is against you? It is easy enough to love when everything is going smoothly. It is when you find yourself up against it that you are inclined to close your heart and stop the flow of love. And yet, it is the time when the need for love is even greater. When you can love despite all outer conditions, then you can be sure it is my divine love which is flowing in and through you, and that this wondrous love will win through in the end. Love never gives up. It will try one way and then another until it wins through. Love is gentle and yet strong and persistent. Like water, it wears away through to the very hardest of hearts. So never accept no for an answer. Love and keep on loving and watch the way open up. October 13th. Give eternal thanks for all my good and perfect gifts which I pour down upon you. Realize you will always have all that you need whenever you have need of it. I know all your needs before you even ask for them. You are a steward of all I bestow upon you. Therefore, be a good steward. Never try to possess anything, but use all you have with great wisdom and understanding. You came into this world with nothing, and you will go out of it with nothing. All you have, I have given to you, to use to the full while you are on this earth plane. Why not enjoy everything and give thanks for it all. But do not try to hold on to it. Freely has it been given to you. Freely give to those souls around you. Share all you have, and so make room for more and more to be drawn to you. Know that your every need is wonderfully met as you live by my laws. October 14th. Dependability is the heart of responsibility. It means you are always at the right place at the right time, doing what you know has to be done. You never put off until tomorrow what you know you must do today. When you put your hand to something, you will see it through, no matter what opposition you come up against. You are never discouraged by obstacles, but see them as stepping stones and as challenges to be overcome. You are as steady as a rock because your security and stability are within, and you are not affected by outer conditions and chaos and confusion all around you. Whatever happens, you are not up one day and down the next. That is what it means to be absolutely reliable and dependable. That is being strong and of good courage. As you shoulder more and more responsibilities dependably, you will become stronger and stronger until nothing is too much for you.